Renaissance, a film by Beyoncé, took in more than $27 million this weekend. That's a global figure. And that's barely a quarter of what Taylor Swift's concert movie took in a few weeks ago. But NPR's Bob Mondello says theater owners are delighted.
If this had been a head-to-head race, Beyoncé would have taken a quick lead. Thursday night previews for Renaissance topped $5 million, nearly double the preview take for Taylor Swift's Eras Tour movie. But as industry watchers quickly pointed out, just 2 days before the Taylor Swift movie opened, she was still saying there wouldn't be any previews because she wanted to open on her lucky Friday the 13th. That's what they don't know. Theater owners persuaded her at the last moment that all big movies these days have previews, and indeed, once they were hastily scheduled, her Swifties found them to the tune of $2.8 million. No such confusion slowed Renaissance. Queen Bee's fans have been able to buy advance preview tickets for weeks, so it's not really surprising that she did better out of the gate. But with Beyoncé appealing to an older demographic, and with the week after Thanksgiving traditionally a terrible week at the box office, no one expected her film to keep up that pace. Make you wait a whole week for me. She ended the weekend with $22 million in North America and another $6 million overseas, which back when Swift opened in mid-October might have seemed lackluster. The first weekend in December, it's a win for everybody. That's because there's something unusual about both these concert movies. They bypassed the Hollywood establishment. During the pandemic, theater owners complained as film studios kept delaying openings and streaming movies rather than sending them to cinemas that they needed fresh product to keep their doors open. Now, they've found an angle. I got my angel now. Beyoncé and Taylor Swift both signed contracts for their concert films directly with theater owners, specifically with AMC theaters. The deal? With no Hollywood middlemen to siphon off fees and advertising costs, the pop stars get 50 cents of every dollar that comes in at the box office, a much better split than they'd get from a studio, and the theater owners get full houses in weeks they'd usually do very little business. As for the Battle of the Divas, Beyoncé didn't match Taylor Swift's box office numbers, but she still got bragging rights. Renaissance is among the top openings ever for the first weekend in December. I'm Bob Mondello.